Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, March 30th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to continue our discussion, this time in more detail, of Mr. V.S. Naipaul's interview concerning the Islamic State and its resemblance to past American enemies. It's not that Mr. Naipaul's opinion is ultra important, but he is a Nobel Prize-winning author and authority on Islam and the Middle East. The important point is his analysis and opinion may help us decide whether or not the Islamic State is a strategic threat to the United States or not. And it will help us understand a little bit about why Islam, as practiced by the Islamic State, is what it is today. Why does it do what it does? That decision will in turn tell us whether the United States has any business involved in a war there, or whether it should just mind its own business. As I said, Mr. Naipaul won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2001 for his book, A House for Mr. Biswas. He is a long-term critic of Islam as a global threat and challenges those who say the extremist have nothing to do with the real religion of Islam. Let me start with a quote from his interview with The Guardian, published March 26. Quote, imagine a world in which a young man is locked in a cage, his petrol showered over him, and is set alight to be burnt alive. Imagine the triumphant jeering of an audience that has gathered to watch it. Imagine also a 12-year-old child with elated determination on his features, shooting at close range, a kneeling man with his arms tied behind his back. Then picture the spectacle of 100 beheadings of victim after victim in humiliating uniforms, their hands and feet bound, kneeling with their backs to their black robe executioners who will knives to cut their throats as they were sacrificial lambs, end quote. Well, he goes on to describe mass crucifixions, thousands of young girls bound and led into sex slavery, homosexuals thrown off cliffs because they are suspected of being gay. You get the idea, though. These things are not from some medieval horror movie, but they have all happened recently in our world today, and all have been available for viewing on worldwide television. Mr. Naipaul says that the Islamic State could very credibly abandon the label of caliphate and call itself the Fourth Reich. Since his first book about Islam among the believers and his second book, Beyond Belief, since those books in the 1980s and early 90s, the word fundamentalism has changed, he says. The word means going back to the groundings, to the foundations, to the first principles. It is used to characterize the interpretation given to passages of the Quran, to the Hadith, which is a collection of the acts and the life of the Prophet Muhammad, and to an interpretation of Sharia law. But the fundamentalist ideology of Islamist groups that have dedicated themselves to terror, such as Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and now, in its most vicious, barbaric, and threatening form, the Islamic State, they interpret the foundation beginnings as dating from the birth of the Prophet Muhammad in the 6th century. In other words, to them, that is when history began. There is no pre-Islamic past, they believe. Anything that existed pre-Quran is of no value. It was obviously wrong and heretical, so the idea of history of this sect of Islam is different from history that everyone else knows and that actually occurred. Therefore, it is okay and even required to erase the past by destroying ancient artifacts of past civilizations. Faith abolishes history as an idea and belief system has been revived. The UN describes their destruction of ancient art as a war crime. The whole idea explains the recent museum attack in Tunis, Tunisia. There, the barbarians got a double threat, murder and destruction of artifacts. Quoting Mr. Naipaul again, quote, it is dedicated to a contemporary Holocaust. It has pledged itself to the murder of Shias, Jews, Christians, Copts, Yazidis, and anyone it can, however fancifully accused of being a spy. It has wiped out the civilian populations of whole regions and towns. ISIS could very credibly abandon the label of caliphate and call itself the Fourth Reich, end quote. Barbarism is not new to history, however. Like the Nazis, these fanatics are fanatically anti-Jewish. They have a fanatic's belief in their own superiority. The Islamic State is an absolute totalitarian state, the same regard for symbolism. With the propaganda, video productions, films of marching men that is supposed to terrify and inspire the faithful, videos and films spread around the world to recruit and inspire others, the German people still feel shame in allowing the Nazis to launch their terroristic Holocaust. Now, the Islamic State has revived all the dogma. As Mr. Napal says, it is a giant leap into darkness. Can there be any doubt that some form of the Holocaust would be reborn with the Islamic State's success? Who would feel shame at that? Who would feel shame at allowing that to happen? The politicians, church leaders, and others who say, quote, those atrocities have nothing to do with Islam, end quote. Those people are attempting, quite rightfully, he says, to prevent civil discord among existing immigrant populations in their own countries. Finally, folks, Mr. Napal sees the Islamic State and its ideology as the most potent threat to the world since the Third Reich. He advises its military annihilation as an anti-civilization force. It has to be the objective of a world that views freedom, he says. I can't argue with him, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.